Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 32 through 39. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also, with him, freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, "For your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
In Romans chapter 8, Paul delivers a persuasive argument for believing in eternal security, and it's framed with these questions. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? The answer is simple. No one can bring an accusation against believers and make it stick. Satan tries, but God has justified us through Jesus. He's declared that we are not guilty. If you fall into a stage of unbelief or sinful living, you may lose your reward, but you can't lose your eternity in heaven with God. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Undoubtedly, there are many experiences that test our faith, but we're ultimately saved by God's grace. Jesus understands our trials and doubts, and he is not interested in casting us away at our first misstep. God always knew we would make thousands of mistakes after receiving Christ, but he saved us anyway. Some followers of Jesus worry that embracing the idea of eternal security will motivate people to go out and live a life of sin because they have nothing to lose. If we think about the wonder and majesty of our Father, doesn't it make more sense that people would be motivated to praise him for saving them from their disobedience? The more we know of Jesus and his love for us, the more we will love him and want to please him.